The opening of the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences in January 2018 also marked the launch of UBRISE.
UBRISE is Research Innovation, Simulation, Structure, Education, and Engineering.
Kim Grant, its business development officer, gave WBFO News a tour of the medical school during winter break. Grant says her job includes bringing new companies to Buffalo.
This is our surgical skills lab.
It's a large room on the building's top floor, 7 stories up.
So this is where doctors learn to become doctors.
Natural light flows in through oversized windows, which provide views of the city's east side and the growing medical campus below.
These are 17 bays. Each of them is set up to be an operating room all by itself.
It's state of the art and one of the largest medical simulation centers in the country. And when there's no classes, the facility can be rented out for medical research and development. Grant says UBRISE is attracting national and international companies.
Companies that our physicians work with, because they work with those supplies and equipment in the hospitals, but now they're looking for a place to practice and teach and do in-services on existing products, and we're providing them an environment where they can do a debrief room, do some training, go in here, practice it, go back.
The school, she says, is not only fulfilling its academic mission, it's creating an alternative revenue stream for UB.
If you were in Boston or San Francisco and a cadaver would cost $5,000, and here they would be $1,500. So there are value adds that, because of commute times, because of the costs, Buffalo has a real strong value proposition for innovative device and pharmaceutical companies to come here.
The new medical school is also attractive because of its close proximity to hospitals and research facilities on the medical campus.
In the perfect world, you'll be able to go to lunch, think up an idea, go upstairs, 3D print it, test it in an animal or cadaveric model, and then if it actually worked, work with your School of Management and Engineering folks to create a real prototype that you'd walk across the street and be able to work on a patient.
Grant says it's part of the culture shift that's happening at UB.
All of the faculty clinicians are encouraging this type of interdisciplinary, innovation, entrepreneurial, all the things that are echoed at the Innovation Hub, at the Center of Excellence, at 43 North, the Innovation Center, and you can see it in the companies that we're working with.
One of them is Legworks. The startup makes high-quality prosthetics for amputees. Co-founder Brandon Burke says the company moved from San Francisco to Buffalo in 2017 to be closer to its Toronto-based engineering team and to take advantage of the region's assets.
The Buffalo ecosystem for supporting small companies like ours was something that we noticed from, you know, the first day that we stepped foot here.
A year after arriving, Legworks won a $500,000 prize in the 43 North Startup Competition. The company now has 8 full-time employees. Its all-terrain knee is sold in more than 30 countries. And Burke says UBRISE is helping them navigate available resources.
We also have been connected to multiple internship opportunities to work with University of Buffalo students from the management school to the social work school. We're also engaging conversations with researchers at the University of Buffalo.
After hearing what downtown was like 10 years ago, Burke says seeing what the medical campus has become is, quote, incredible.
And I think it's really exciting about what the potential is by putting businesses and students and medical professionals all in one space, and, you know, what it's going to do for innovation and for the ecosystem down here as a whole.
It's only been open just over a year, but Grant says the medical school is already having a positive economic impact downtown, and she says there's nowhere to go but up. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.